Maryland lawmakers are questioning the decision by Governor Larry Hogan's administration to fire the longtime manager of the state's Blue Crab program. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that State House and Senate committees grilled administration officials over the dismissal at a joint hearing on Monday.
Brenda Davis is a biologist and a 28-year veteran of the State Department of Natural Resources. Until 5 days ago, she was the manager of the department's Blue Crab program. She says that on February 21st, her boss fired her without telling her why.
It was more than a shock. I have 28 years of good evaluation records. I've never been told by any of my supervisors that I should be doing something differently.
During a trip to the Eastern Shore the previous week, Governor Hogan met with a group of watermen from Dorchester County. According to multiple media reports, the watermen raised concerns about the state's crab harvesting regulations and about Davis's opposition to extending the season for harvesting crabs that have not yet grown past 5 inches.
The request to extend the harvest of 5-inch crabs has been fairly consistent over the last 2 or 3 years.
Delegate Jay Jacobs, a Republican who represents 4 counties on the Eastern Shore, told the committees on Monday that it's something a vocal minority among watermen wants changed.
The only 2 counties that favor 5-inch are Somerset and Dorchester. The rest of the state is adamantly opposed to 5-inch crabs, and that issue has been brought up many times at the Watermen's Caucus meeting.
Davis said the Blue Crab program tried last year to come up with some options to work with the watermen from the lower shore while still protecting the crab population in the bay. But the watermen didn't like the options.
The members of the Crab Committee from the lower Eastern Shore made it no secret that they thought that I was very difficult to work with.
At Monday's hearing, Senator Paul Pinsky, the vice chair of the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee, asked Department of Natural Resources Secretary Mark Belton and Hogan Deputy Chief of Staff Jeannie Hadaway Riccio about the timing of Davis's dismissal, roughly a week after the watermen complained.
It seems to me, and I'm going to ask this question, isn't it true that since you couldn't give these watermen what they wanted, a change in crab policy, you gave them something else? Brenda Davis's job?
Hadaway Riccio, who oversees natural resources-related issues for Hogan and was at the February meeting, repeatedly declined to answer questions about the meeting. And both she and Belton declined to discuss the decision to fire Davis, saying it's a personnel matter. Belton did say that since Hogan took office 2 years ago, the Department of Natural Resources has tried to listen more to watermen's voices, which she said former Governor Martin O'Malley's administration ignored.
These hardworking men and women were denied their rightful voice on important decisions that matter greatly to them. The previous administration seemed to discount their opinions and their insight, which was forged over generations on workboats out on the Chesapeake Bay and its many tributaries.
At least 2 watermen came to Davis's defense. One of them was Gibby Dean from Dorchester County, the former president of the Chesapeake Bay Commercial Fishermen's Association.
Politics has no place in fishery management. Fishery management should be based on science, not votes.
Several Republican legislators argued that point. They noted that Davis was an at-will employee whose tenure at the department could change with leadership. But Davis emphasized that she is a scientist, and her dismissal sent a message.
The scientific community around the bay sees it as a sign that science is no longer going to be a major part of the decision-making process for management of the bay. Other natural resources professionals are afraid to do their jobs. People want to be voluntarily demoted so they're no longer in an at-will position.
Belton assured the legislators that science continues to inform the department's decisions. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.